As the old saying, never judge a book by its cover, and indeed you shouldn't. But now chemists are saying you should judge them by their smell instead. Publishing in the journal Analytical Chemistry, the authors have come up with a test that can measure how fast an old book is degrading, according to its odour. And this new sniff test could be really valuable to museums and document libraries because it has the potential to be completely non-invasive.
This is when books get old, they get musty, is that what you mean?
Yeah, you get these sort of funny smells. They might be like vanilla or grass-like, but I'm sure most of us will know them, having walked into a library. But we actually did a question of the week about this a year and a half ago with one of the authors on the paper, and that was Jana Kolar, together with colleagues from the University College London and Slovenia, and they've isolated 15 main VOCs, and these are volatile organic compounds, which the paper releases. Now, each of these volatile organic compounds are emitted from the paper as a result of the original makeup of the paper in the document, the glues used to bind it, and the ink used for the print. So the researchers looked at 72 papers from the 19th and 20th centuries to find out which contained the most fragile components. And they already knew these included rosin, which is pine tar, and wood fibre, and they're related to increased levels of acid, like acetic acid, in the paper as it ages. And these acids can eat away at the paper itself, so they collected and analysed the volatile organic compounds using a combination of gas chromatography and mass spectrometry. And then, to test their own test, or find out which of these compounds were the ones that the library should be looking out for, they took a few small samples of the paper itself to look at its composition. So combining the results, they got these 15 VOCs, and they gave an indication as to the condition of the paper and how much acid or even peroxide, i.e. bleach, it's producing as it decays. And they've dubbed the smell test material degradomics. And now that they know that the smell test works on these 72 samples, they can develop this method to be completely non-invasive. And that's useful for any old documents library because currently you have to cut a small sample from a document in order to test how it's faring.
So that's ingenious. So you go to old books, you measure the smells that are coming off of them, you know roughly how degraded that book is, and so you can get a sort of smell fingerprint, which is an indicator of the level of decay, and that enables you to identify which books should be prioritised for treatment. But what can you do about a book that is in an advanced state of decay?
Well, it's usually all about moderating the atmosphere in which it's kept in. So humidity, how dry or not dry the air is. Sometimes you can apply chemical treatments, but most libraries don't have the money or resources to do that.
Because I thought Jana, who you mentioned in that, was developing some kind of spray or chemical that you could immerse the book in and it would neutralise some of those acids, and therefore it was sort of safer to keep it on the shelf for longer.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a similar thing to the way the Mary Rose is preserved, actually, because the Mary Rose suffers from a similar problem of developing acids and various metals, and they have to spray that regularly.
Thank you, Dinah. So, as you say, never judge a book by its cover.